The game changer is Wes Craven's New Nightmare, the final film, which
Yeah.
bombed at the box office hideously. It made 18 million, the lowest of the entire franchise. Yet without it, there's no Scream. And without Scream, horror in the 90s just nosedives. So there's an argument that Wes Craven's New Nightmare basically was one of the cornerstones of modern horror today.
Hello and welcome to the Screen Time Halloween special. Tonight I'm joined by Simon Crust
Take two. Hi, Benny.
and Mark Costello. Tonight we're looking at our best 4K and digital recommendations, some digital options, their advantages and disadvantages, and our latest topic, which isn't desperately Halloween themed but is still quite ominous, which is the death of the movie star.
Guest.
Yeah, with legends like Redford and Keaton departing us, adding to the list that includes Kilmer, Graham Greene, Gene Hackman, seems maybe there aren't many of the modern generation who can rise to replace them. We're going to be discussing that later. First up, let's look at our supporters, right? New patrons, Coblex, Martimu, and Barney John. Thank you very much for joining the elite group. I think some of you already won something, so well done.
Nice.
And bought us a coffee. Someone and someone bought us a coffee. If it's the same someone, then that's two thank yous. If you're separate someones, then thank you, thank you. Let's have a look at some 4K recommendations. If you want the full reviews, head over to the site. We're going to be giving these numbers. Right.
No.
Nightmare on Elm Street. You
Right. So.
reviewed all 59 4K Re Nightmare on Elm Street releases, yeah?
Right, so I'm going to fire numbers at you. So,
Yeah, sure. 8,
four,
9, 9,
three,
5, 8.
nine,
Seven.
no. Hold your horses, hold your horses. Seven
Seven.
films,
Yeah, sure.
702 minutes,
Ooh. Nice. Okay.
nine, 99, 99. Price. There you go. See, look at this.
Wow.
I'm just keeping the
Aye.
numbers up. But I
That's
suppose the
good.
numbers you really want are, well, of course, as everyone knows, you've got seven films. The quality ranges, shall we
Oh,
say.
it does. It's a big steep.
You have the sublime to the ridiculous to the sublime to the even more ridiculous, back up to the sublime again, all across seven films. But the important thing to note is all seven films have really nice new 4K restorations. Picture quality is really, really good. All of them have brand new Dolby Atmos mixes. Most of them are pretty good. One of them is terrible, but luckily we have the original audio on there as well. So all your audio bases are covered. So that's a strong 9 out of 10 and 9 out of 10 for audio and visual. Extras are disappointing, sadly to be expected. They've kind of cherry-picked from various previous releases. Whole 16 minutes of new material that is basically repeating what's already on there doesn't really make this the definitive release, but fans will already have things like the Never Sleep Again documentaries and the Scream Queen documentary by Mark Patton anyway, so you're not buying this for the extras. So I got a 5 out of 10 overall, 8 out of 10 for the sets. I've been lucky enough to see both in the wild, the standard Amaré and the Steelbook. The Steelbook is a thing of true beauty, but you'll be hard pushed to get it. But if you can't, the Amaré is it's all fine. It's the same seven UHD discs. The Amaré doesn't have the 1080p discs included, though, so bear that in mind. But overall, I recommend it.
Okay, but
And what
I
did
want
you
some.
score the glasses, the paper glasses?
The paper glasses, well, to be fair, if they'd given me two pairs, I'd have scored the paper glasses a strong 8 out of 10. But they gave me one. They gave me one
Oh.
pair of bloody glasses, the
How many eyes do you
lines.
have?
Yeah, I've got four members who, frankly,
Really?
I'd have to drag them to watch it anyway.
Yeah,
But
yeah.
that's
But
not the point.
you've got
I
to see
understand.
two
Point.
releases.
Oh, well, that's true.
Oh.
But yeah, but
Oh.
that yeah, but.
Okay,
How do I phrase this? I'm not going to keep two releases. So
fine. Well, you could keep
there.
two paper glasses, and I'm sure that wouldn't matter.
Yeah,
What,
who want you uses?
I might do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
They'd
no.
never check in
Maybe.
that shop that buys any old tat
No, they don't. And they would
that
probably
I
bin
can't
them.
name.
No,
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly.
Yes.
Oh, excuse me, sir. You've left these in the box. Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
We've done that before when I've sold a thing with a 3D disc in that I'd put in there. Oh, you've left a disc in there. Thanks for that. Thank you. Anyway, yeah, I recommend it. Go buy it and go sell stuff at sex. They're all fine.
Okay.
Nice.
Can I just clarify something? Because I like Simon just very briefly summarized, assumed they just all went really badly downhill. But having read the review,
Oh.
ahead of anyone else on the
Kaz, Kaz,
planet,
Kaz,
it
Kaz,
sounds like some of the sequels are actually pretty good and pretty
Goes up and down
innovative.
a bit, doesn't it? Dream Warriors, I thought,
Well,
was quite good, as I
Dream
remember.
Warriors is widely perceived to be almost as high quality as the first film. But the game changer is Wes Craven's New Nightmare, the final film, which bombed at the box office hideously. It made 18 million, the lowest of the entire franchise. Yet without it, there's no Scream. And without Scream, horror in the 90s just nosedives. So there's an argument that Wes Craven's New Nightmare basically was one of the cornerstones of modern horror today.
Okay.
And you're going to
So
stand
there.
by that, yeah?
I bloody am going to stand by. I will fight anyone who says any different.
Nah, so you're not wrong.
Fabulous.
You're not wrong.
So
Watch
if
one
you
day. I just want
if
to
you're not
poke a
going
bear a bit.
it's use one. Kaz, we know you're a big scaredy fraidy bear, Kaz. So we wouldn't want you to have your sleepy bobos interrupted. So
True,
I
true.
would just jump straight to New Nightmare because you can
Wow.
bask in the clever knowing smart arsery of it, and you won't be too fraidy cat.
Okay.
So
You did not watch the first one then.
Oh, see
well,
that screen grab there, that's from Dream Warriors.
yes, it is. It is. And that's the exact quote that headlines my review.
What that screen grab there is from Dream Warriors.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, Kaz, you've got to see it. You've got to
Nice.
see it to get it. Anyway, Nightmare on Elm Street is amazing. Most of you know it. If not, you cinematic idiots can join Harlow in feeling really silly that you don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, I am interested after your review, which I guess is the point of the review, but I'm not 99.99 interested. I'm
Oh.
gonna I'll head down to CEX and see if there's a copy that's gone in.
I'll let you know when there's a slightly
Check if he's
rogue
got those
copy.
glasses in though, yeah?
Yeah. If it's not,
Right.
ask him to half the price.
I took a look at something which I wish I sh hadn't. I'd never seen Red Planet.
Oh,
You've never seen it.
I dodged a bullet.
Oh
I mean, you
man, we
see,
could have told you it was arse.
the reality is that yeah, they had the two, didn't they? I had Mission to Mars and Red Planet, and I'd seen Mission to Mars, but because it was so I guess I assumed I'd seen Red Planet by seeing Mission to Mars. I hadn't. I really hadn't. And so I sat through Red Planet. It's a bad film. And it's interesting
There's no getting away from
if you look at the careers of almost everyone involved in that film, almost all of them never starred in a mainstream movie again. Kilmer, Sizemore, Carrie-Anne Moss. They really, really suffered after that film. The director never did a movie again. Never directed a mainstream movie again. It was bad. All round bad. Robot dog bad. It's just bad. It's just an outright bad movie. A litany of bad things happened in this movie. And I can't, I mean, Arrow have done a great job for the people out there who, I mean, just don't buy it if you don't know what this movie's about. It would be my recommendation. But for people who do like it, get it. It's great 4K. It's a good soundtrack. There's a few extras. It's not great by Arrow standards, but it's a lovely box set. I mean, if you like Red Planet, or you're obsessed with Mars, or you're just a glutton for punishment, I mean, just maybe. I don't know. Mark's crossing his head, like I should just
I
say, don't.
just I mean, there's a point, isn't there, Arrow? We love the fact that you've left behind all those random Italian horrors, and gone into stuff a bit more mainstream. And we love your
Under
Cobra,
siege.
and we love
Under siege.
your Deep Blue Sea, and we might love your Under Siege tomorrow. Hint, 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 if that Reddit leak is to be confirmed. Well, there comes a point where stop polishing turds, Arrow. Quit.
Yeah. I think Red Planet is really, I don't know. Anyway, on to better things.
Yes.
Outland.
Oh, I love
Absolutely
Outland.
love Outland. Got a lot of
Oh.
time for it. It's got great video, great audio, great set of extras, lovely box set, love the movie, boom. I mean,
Love
I have to
it.
say, it was also kind of the end of Connery's run as a leading man. After this movie, he kind of graduated to the father mentor roles. I'm not saying he wasn't great in those.
Medicine Man would beg to differ, Maz.
Sure. In general, he did. In general, he left behind leading man roles after this. And he had some great roles, but this was Connery as the sheriff in Space High Noon. And he was nuanced. He was against type. And he had some nice moments in it. And I really liked it. It's really nice to
Great
revisit it.
film.
It is.
Great
It's
film.
a very small scale film, but it's that alien era vibe of grungy, dirty industrial space. It's where space itself is dangerous and feels like a horrible place to be. I loved it.
I mean, Connery would be enough, but Peter Hyams,
Yeah,
that's the
I
thing
know.
here. Hyams is one of those real, you know, he is underappreciated.
He is.
Some of the
Yeah.
stuff he's churned out is just amazing.
Yes, he's. De I mean, he's
Capricorn
that.
One.
2010. Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
love it.
Yes. Yes.
Love
And
it.
he knows. He is an underappreciated director because he gets given nothing budgets and somehow turns in very, very nicely put together movies.
Yeah. Arrow, where's the relic? Give us the relic, please. That's what I want next. None of this Red Planet crap. I want the relic.
Okay. Under Siege first, please. Digital recommendations. Right.
I didn't hear any numbers,
Iron
Kaz.
Man. I did. I gave you all the numbers. I
No,
said
I didn't hear any
10,
numbers. No, I
9,
don't think
8,
you did.
9 for the. I
There
did.
we go.
Is it 9
Okay.
across the board, was it?
10,
10.
9, 8, 9 for the video, audio, extras, and overall. 8 for the movie. I want to give it a 9, but, I feel like I don't want to
It's old.
oversell it to
It's an
people.
old film.
I mean,
Therefore, can't get more.
Yeah.
Should be the
Audio
opposite
qual
logic.
audio quality no more than a 4. Olden does
Yes,
not
that's
equal
it.
golden.
Oh yes, I can't believe I gave it a 10 for video and it's an old movie. So it's
Shocker.
gonna draw some really bad comments about anyway, House of Dynamite. So have you guys seen House of
I'm
Dynamite?
not based on that review, no.
Yeah, no. Well,
Okay.
I was by your review, Kaz, but it was the 937 negative ones in the thread that maybe kind of put me off.
Well, but you should pick that up from the review as well because it
It's
is like a maybe even an 8 out of 10 movie and like a
2 out of 10 ending.
1 out of 10 ending. And the ending, I get it. I get what they were going for, and I understand the message, but the style of how they kind of put it together, the movie together, demanded something different because it's the same story told from three different angles leading up to the same point. It demanded something different. So stylistically, it was the wrong
Yeah.
choice. A different style, linear narrative, and that ending might have passed. And that same style with a different ending. I think I even suggested maybe three endings, Run Lola Run style, might have worked for this. Very
I think
interesting ideas, though.
I think they should have done like Clue endings, where literally
Yeah.
you then have Tim Curry just, oh, what if we ended it like this?
This,
That
yes,
would have been better.
literally
That
bring him
would have
in for
been
that.
better, maybe.
A quick shout for Eden, which is on Amazon. I mean, there's some comments in the thread saying it's like a great movie. I really thought it was an utter waste of talent. It goes nowhere, but it's free on Amazon if people want to check it out and see if it's an 8 out of 10 movie. It's not, but anyway. Slow Horses season 5.
That's
Equally,
just
comments in the
finished, isn't it?
thread saying it's the weakest season so far. My God, how can any season that ends on that shot of his feet be the weakest season so far? It's a 10 out of
Spoiler.
10 show for me.
Spo
No.
spoiler. Have you just
No, what?
literally ruined the final shot? Can't believe you've done that, Cass.
I haven't. It's the picture in the. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything at all to anyone until they watch it.
Unless you love feet.
Unless, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Tarantino's out there.
Tarantino's wetting
He's
himself over
throwing stuff at the screen for me, spoiling that.
it. It's just, it's, they're all out now, aren't they?
They are all out. Yeah, it's done.
Yeah, good.
Yes.
So I can start watching now.
I got two left. I got two left on it. That's all. I'm still
Well,
making my way through season three of Invasion. It's slow.
why?
I
Why? Slow
don't know.
horses. Why are
I
you doing it?
don't
I watched
know.
one episode, reviewed it, and said nobody watched this show anymore. And everybody watched the rest of the season for me and said it was terrible. I wish I hadn't watched it. I'm not watching the rest of that season. I'm not a fool. It's like the reverse of what reviewers normally have to do.
I
Anyway,
know.
you look really traumatized by it, Mark, but you're still going to finish it.
Do you know what? It was the minute I got through, the minute I finished season one, and all I heard was the missus kept going, everyone says the next series is better.
Not me. If
Not
you read my
you.
review of the second season, it says that the writer who gave us two bad Dark Phoenix movies, the writer, okay, promised that the next season was going to be like gangbusters. And I wrote in the review, the headline was like, maybe by season five it'll be good. Anyway, okay.
Anyway,
Our topic, the death of the movie star, is an interesting thing. We lost Robert Redford fairly recently. We lost Diane Keaton. And, looking back a tiny bit, Val Kilmer, Graham Greene, Gene Hackman, Michael Madsen, we.
Charlie Chaplin.
Okay, all right, there's always one, isn't there?
It's always crust.
Yeah.
It's always the same one.
It's interesting, isn't it, though? They're big names. They've been with us for a long time. They made an array of movies, and then when they stopped being leading stars, they popped up in other movies showing what acting was. And it's interesting. These were people who, by and large, were capable of being stars, film stars, movie stars. I don't know what that really means anymore. And there was an interesting comment on the box office results this year, looking at, the even films headlined by DiCaprio. They're not hitting the numbers. There's a lot of movie stars of the in inverted commas for the modern generation that maybe aren't the same as the ones of old. Maybe don't have that sheer factor. I mean, you ChatGPT'd it, didn't you, Mark? You slung this in
I did.
ChatGPT and you said, who do we have to replace these people? And it was like, where's Studi? Et cetera.
Hang on. So
Go on.
you gotta start at the top on that one. Because
Bradley Cooper.
yeah. I mean, this is the thing, isn't it? So I recently joined film Twitter, foolishly. But I have. And you see the likes of Robert Redford passing, you see the likes of Diane Keaton passing, and there is this monumental outpouring of sort of warmth, remembrance, nostalgia, all this kind of stuff. Everyone's putting up these classic clips of these indelible characters. And I've not seen half the films, but I know from that one screen grab what that film is, because in essence you know the persona, you know film history, and you know that was that person that was rolling up. And you just start thinking, we're losing them now at such a rate. And I tell you what, God knows what I'm going to be like when I wake up and find a Schwarzenegger or a Stallone is no longer with us. I mean, Jesus Christ, that'd be like losing a member of the family. But
I can't imagine it being long.
exactly. And let's be honest, we all know, sadly, who's going to be next. It's going to be Clint. There is going to be a
Yeah.
day we are going to wake up and Clint Eastwood is not going to be with us. That day will be soon, unfortunately. And it just makes you think, doesn't it, that, yes, we can all be grumpy middle-aged old men, pointing at clouds and going, oh, they don't make films like they used to and all this kind of crap. But there is a genuine sense of, these were stars and we don't have people like this now. We just don't. And and so it, as Kaz rightly pointed out, I cheekily went into ChatGPT and said, could you give us, if you like, the modern equivalent of these movie stars? And there was sort of five or six who passed this year. And it wasn't, who looks like him. It wasn't, anything in particular, but more who had the same sort of charisma, interesting career. That kind of to give us the equivalent, and the list was just it was terrifying. So Robert Redford, yeah, ChatGPT tells us our modern equivalent of Robert Redford is Bradley Cooper. Now I like Bradley Cooper, but he was in The Hangover, for Christ's sake.
No, wait, he
Ugh.
was in the A-Team, come on.
Was in,
Ugh.
what was that?
Right.
What was that TV show that he started with Jessica Alba? What was that? Dark
Oh,
Angel?
Dark
Dark
Angel.
Angel?
No, was he in that? I
Yeah.
thought he was in
Yeah.
Alias.
It was Alias. It was
Was it
Alias with
Alias?
Jennifer
Oh,
Garner.
okay. Another J.J. Abrams thing. Yeah, right. I mean,
no, I got time for Bradley Cooper. I think he's
But no, this isn't about do we have time for this is about is he so again, Robert Redford.
Yeah.
Are we saying Bradley Cooper?
A little bit lower. No, not both lower.
I was going to say, Brucey. Higher, higher, lower, lower.
Yeah, a little bit lower.
But you know what I mean? But the thing
No.
is, Bradley Cooper's like the best. Let's go down to Diane Keaton. So ChatGPT said, if it's quirky, yet self-assured, radiating a singular creative energy, intellectual, funny, emotionally honest, who did it say is our equivalent of Diane Keaton? Greta
Greta Gerwig.
Gerwig.
Yeah.
Who?
Well, that maybe sums it up. But Greta Gerwig,
Yeah,
I'm,
okay.
we're talking Annie fucking Scurry, excuse my French, Hall, here. Greta Gerwig. I lasted 20 minutes with that Frances Ha she was in, and I was just wanted to throw the TV out the window. Val
Scored a no days.
Kilmer, here we go. Who would be the equivalent of the intense, unpredictable, magnetic to the point of discomfort, who's volatile? Would it be? We
Where's
got.
Stoody?
Shut up. Adam Driver.
Okay. Yeah.
The one I will give here, though, which was a good one, was they said that the new Gene Hackman.
Where's Stoody?
Shut up, Josh Brolin. No, I can see that. I can see that.
No.
I can see that,
No.
right? I can.
I like Josh Brolin, but it's Bradley Cooper time again. I like him. I like him a lot. He's not Gene Hackman.
No, so, but
Do you
again,
want me to do the scales? Are
do you want
they
to do this? Hiya, lower,
Yeah.
lower, lower than a Gene, would you
Yes, he's
say?
lower than Gene. Yeah.
And I think the last one, because we're not gonna keep going with bloody Wes Studi, you swine. Michael Madsen, right? Michael Madsen, it said the nearest thing we've got these days to a ear slicing, whirlwind of
Rebel.
is John Bernthal. Now, I quite like John Bernthal in some roles, but they, for me, none of those people. Put it this way, in 40 years' time, when John Bernthal dies, I can't, and I mean, no offense to him, I can't see movie Twitter losing its shit like it did, when.
I can see like a compilation of all of the times he's like grunted through painful action in everything. Oh, oh, oh. I mean, he is the king of
He's there, yeah.
Punisher grunts. He could just do an entire movie of grunting. They
Yep.
should give him a dialogueless movie where he just grunts. He's the best violence-induced grunt actor. I like Burnthal as well, but
But again, I don't think it's a case of do you like them? It's more a case of do these people have the cultural cachet that these I mean, let's be honest, no one is going to dispute you calling Robert Redford a movie star. No one is going to dispute you calling Gene Hackman a movie star. No one is going to dispute you saying Diane Keaton is a movie star. I think you'll find plenty of people who would say, it's a girl with a movie star? Really? Really? You know? So, I mean, one thing about all of this is it just that the films aren't as good? It's the films that aren't gifting these talented actors the opportunity to become these indelible cultural icons. Is that part of it? I'm sure it is part of it.
Maybe
But
it's more the culture of there's so much media going around. You can become a celebrity from YouTube, or at least you used to be able to, TikTok and stuff like that. So the days of the movie star were they were movie stars because there was no other, there was nothing else, and they were seen as something to aspire to be. Whereas now anyone can pick up a webcam, as we are doing right now, unless you're listening just on audio, and there you go. We can be famous. We are all over the world.
Yeah, maybe we're movie stars. I feel like a movie star. I'm going to change my name to just one word. Just word.
Does it
Not
begin with a
complete.
C?
No, word.
I think we
Just
could pick you
word.
a good word.
Just word.
Word. Just call me word with a zero for an O.
Yeah,
Word.
but we all know, Kaz, words mean nothing. You can change your name to
Just
number.
got to be a number. You've got to be a number,
Yeah, a zero. The zero in the
zero.
word. That's
Well,
it. You've
yeah,
got your
that's
number.
zero.
That's
That's
it.
apt, Kaz. That's very apt. Sorry, zero.
Zero.
That's
Thank
apt.
you. Zero word. Zero word. That
So it, I
can't.
mean,
Anyway, just.
it was just interesting because I think your background, for those who are listening by, audio means only, you can't see it. But Tom Cruise is likely the only equivalent star that we have at this moment in time, I think.
I think
But
I'd maybe say Denzel Washington, and shout out for people like DiCaprio. But I think Cruise is the last person who crosses so many eras as a movie star. He's like an old and new movie star, and he's still a real bankable draw, more so possibly than the others.
Well, absolutely. I mean, DiCaprio is an interesting one because obviously we've got one battle after another, just bombing, just bombing. And name, I mean, what was his previous box office success before? Well, what was his last box office success?
Hollywood?
Was that a box office success?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. But
No.
he is a little bit different. I agree with you. But it is interesting because, and Jeff Bridges had this comment to make about Tron Ares. It is interesting how we judge box office successes and all of the rest that goes with
Of
it.
course.
Because what happened was Tron Ares made, I don't know, 70 million in its opening weekend. And instantly the internet went, this is a massive bomb. Tron is going back to sleep. It's gone into a coma. And Jeff Bridges popped up and said, it's interesting that we live in an age where a movie can make 70 million in a week. And then instantly be told it called a bomb, box office bomb. That's it. Which it will, by metrics and by the fact that not many people stick around and watch it and all the rest of it. That's a lot of money to make. We should maybe the reason why we don't have people who are looked on as movie stars anymore is because they're spending stupid money on stupid movies at stupid levels
I think
and
that's
hobbling the
absolutely it.
chances. They're
I think that's absolutely it, Kaz.
Because if
Think.
it was if they framed it right, these things would be big. I don't, anyway, it's...
But again, yeah, it's you're right. We shouldn't just because you'd argue that, well, Robert Redford never had a 100 millionaire in his career, did he?
Yeah.
Had
Well,
he?
he did
Well,
Winter
Winter
Soldier.
Soldier.
Inflation. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're right that we shouldn't just equate a movie star with big openings. It is more about that cultural cachet. But even now, I'd argue that, I hate to say it, Is Leonardo DiCaprio now more famous for the fact that everyone in the world makes jokes about him only dating women half his age, rather than, for any of his actual work that he's done?
I mean, it's been a while since he's drawn me in, but I'll still watch any Leonardo DiCaprio film. I think he could do with making a few more, a bit more frequency. I don't think he's getting any younger. He's at that age where he could really capitalize on it, rather
And I
than
mean,
go recluse and then come back as the mentor figure.
I mean, it's interesting because maybe it's not just films either. We've lost Ozzy Osbourne this year. And you look, the world ground to a bloody halt. When he died, and it's the same with music. Who the hell's coming through that is going to have that kind of cultural impact, that kind of legacy? I mean, even my missus has started to come in and say, "Oh, do you know what? I've started to listen to those Ozzy Osbourne songs, and I think I knew more than I realised." That's when you sort of go, "Okay, these guys have moved up a level. These guys are in the stratosphere." And so,
Blackpink for the win, Blackpink for the win.
it's not a sex gag, Kaz. I don't
No, it's a
understand.
K-pop gag. Come
Oh right.
on,
Oh,
keep up with the children,
sorry,
man.
sorry.
Save the children.
Sorry. So maybe it's back to the point that Simon, made, which was these people hit big at a time when we didn't have the internet, we didn't have any Tom, Dick, or Harry with a camera phone thinking,
Yeah, they were
the
masters
themselves the
of their
equivalent.
craft in the media that they were in, weren't they?
And yeah,
They,
it's.
I mean, they. I'm not entirely convinced that I've seen really good acting chops that would make me go, this is sort of Redford level in that many modern people. And I really like Timothy Chalamet. Champellini. Yeah,
Timmy Two
Timothy.
Meats.
I like him. And I like him in June, and I think he could go
Cumberbatch,
play
he's not bad.
Cumberbatch. Yeah,
Yeah,
he's good. Yeah, but he's not. He is good, but he doesn't. He's not
it's
Redford. And
well the
I don't mean he's not a star like Redford. Moving slightly sideways from that, what I mean is that when I watched a Robert Redford movie, he was there was a level of acting he gave which was beyond something you normally see. It's like he really was into that role.
Well, I'm an
Cumberbatch, I
accountant.
get a lot of Cumberbatch and
I'm
Shall
gonna. About Winslet? I get that from Kate Winslet now. I
Yeah.
think
So,
she's awesome. Yeah.
well, I'm gonna
Go
throw
on,
Daniel
sorry.
Day-Lewis at you because let's be honest, Daniel Day-Lewis, he is often held up as greatest living actor, and he might very well be. He's not a movie star like Robert Redford. He never will be. He never has
That's a
been, and he
good
never
call.
will be. So it's like what when we're saying a movie star, it's like that. They've got everything. They've got the acting chops. They've got the insane charisma. They've got the kind of thing where, you look at Robert Redford. He basically invented indie cinema with Sundance. Everyone, the likes of, Tarantino and Smith and Paul Thomas Anderson, were all coming out saying if it wasn't for the Sundance Festival, we'd never have got our breaks. So, Redford, not only was he an amazing actor, not only did he have charisma and the looks that basically, was godlike, he then just turns around and effortlessly goes, I'm going to just set up this thing that's going to basically change the entire face of modern movies. He probably did that on weekends, while he was just reading a script. So you look at Diane Keaton, the characters that she created, Annie Hall, there was something there that was, I mean, it sounds twee to say it's that thing that you can't put your finger on, and it's that, Val Kilmer, he was, let's be honest, when he passed, there were some great roles and everyone will go to Tombstone, and all that. But it wasn't just his. He was the one that basically everyone was like, "Woe is a little bit, woe is a little bit way." It's a bit like Charlie Sheen. You never get away with that now. But that was part of his mystique. That was part of his je ne sais quoi that we just don't get anymore. So maybe that's the thing. Maybe that's the thing that's missing. Maybe the people these days, they are. I'm an actor, so I'm going to act. See, I'm really good at acting, but I'm just going to act. And
Yeah, that means you turn
maybe
into Jay
that's it.
Leto, doesn't it?
I don't know. But yeah, it was just an interesting conundrum because we get into that point, aren't we, where like all these cornerstones of our childhood, you know, your
Yeah.
Arnie's, your Stallone's, your Eastwood's, they are all soon going to be passing. And it's, you know, it's when you think about what's my daughter gonna have to, you know, as the equivalent. Now my daughter doesn't give a rat's arse. She's too
No,
busy on
she's gonna have
TikTok and
Twitter.
all that kind of stuff.
Yes. TikTok, yes. Snapchat, we're good. I think that we had a taste of this with the death of the action star. When action stars back in the day, Stallone, Schwarzenegger, when it dried up, which I think was before Arnie went to California. I mean, there was no replacement. There's no one, even he'd even take the Van Dammes and the Seagals and Wesley Snipes. You know, you'd take any of them. You had Jason Statham, and bless him, he's been doing legendary work, and even he's coming to the end of the run. But really, those classic action stars were gone in that era. And so I wonder whether the answer isn't who's going to rise up and replace these movie stars. It's that the landscape's just changed. There's streaming, there's comic book franchises, there's franchises, there's reboots, there's IP, there's all of this stuff going on. It almost doesn't matter who you stick in your movie. Almost.
Oh,
You
that's
know,
really sad.
I know, but maybe it doesn't. Maybe it matters what the brand is. Maybe it what matters what the you know, I want to say that doing Jurassic World Rebirth and sticking Scarlett Johansson in there was a really great tactical decision, but maybe it just doesn't matter.
Whom?
Maybe it's just a
Scarlett's
paycheck.
agent?
Yes, and as in because she's got some kind of cachet that makes you go, I'll watch it because she's going to be sort of carrying the rest of the movies rather than Chris Pratt. So, but I do think that. I do think that maybe films rely less on that. They rely on IP. They're like, I watched
Interesting.
the Hand That Rocks the Cradle remake.
Oh
Oh yeah.
no.
At some point I might throw up a review, but it will be
Ooh.
literally that.
Throwing it
It's
up. Throw
yeah,
up.
it is literally
Oh.
it's not like the people in the original movie were these world famous Skewer and Rebecca De Mornay. They're not like legendary stars. But there was something about that, and there was something about them. And to just remake it, they're cashing on the IP, they're casting people in it. The roles are okay. It's paint by numbers, it's bland as hell with a couple of scenes of shocked violence. It's disconnected, and I don't know, it doesn't work. But we maybe we have had this looking back further, maybe we've had this before because I remember. I remember that a previous generation to mine, my parents would talk about other names. They'd talk about the Kirk Douglases. They'd talk about the Robert Mitchums. They'd talk about, and I could see that. It was passed off into me, and I could see those. But they were the big names, you know, and it fed through into the ones that we got. Maybe there's. Maybe this
True,
is.
but I think the difference there was, though, you had big names taking over from big names. Now they might have been slightly different in how they did their things, but they were individual focused. They were still reliant on the movie star, you know, handbook of good looking, charisma, talented, you name it. So they were still cut from the same cloth, if you know what I mean. So I think every
Do you
generation
think
has them, absolutely. I think the worry now is, though, that the
that there won't
generation
be a
now,
generation? Yeah,
there
I
won't be
think
any after this.
there either won't be, which is my feeling, or we're just the wrong age. Because I also
Oh,
hear,
yeah, that's a valid point.
my voice talking to my father about the people who I would think are movie stars, and him going, "You got to be kidding! They're not this person," you know. And if I
Who are you
went to my
saying? Who are
kids
you
and I
saying,
said,
Kaz?
and if I went to my, I mean, Steven Seagal, obviously. But anyway, if I went to my
We'd
kids,
laugh at you for that, for Christ's sake.
if I went to my kids with Robert Redford, I think they'd re what, the old guy from Winter Soldier?
Yeah.
Didn't he die making Winter Soldier? That's what they'd say. Didn't they kill him? Wasn't that how he went? Wasn't he
How
AI?
parenting fail there, Kaz, quite
I
frankly.
mean, you know, to be fair, I made them watch All Is Lost, and they did love that. But you know, it's
Yeah,
maybe it's
well.
a generational thing. So because my kids would say that Zendaya is the way forward, they would say that Tom Holland is the way forward. And I sat down and I had an argument with my daughter about Tom
Wept a
Holland.
little, first of
I
all.
did. I tried to explain to her that, in my opinion, Tom Holland is very popular and I like him and he could go good places. But you can watch the last Spider-Man movie and you can see there's a level of acting that's different between him and even Andrew Garfield. And I said, Andrew Garfield can bring a tear to my eye while he's bringing a tear to his eye, while he's offering a nuance and a level of acting that Holland doesn't have. And she's like, I love Holland. He's great. I'll watch anything with him in it. It's different, isn't it? Cut to 30 years' time and she'll go, there is no other Tom Holland. I'm
Well,
heartbroken. And
that's
her kids will be
the
like, it's okay. We could generate a new one with AI.
Well, you see, that was your first mistake, though. Fancy showing your kids All Is Lost. You should have shown them The Sting. That's what you should have shown
Are
them.
you kidding me? I mean, I have to feed them good movies slowly because otherwise they go, is it another old movie? They've already started saying that. Is it another old movie about
Just lie.
anything made before 2012?
Just say no. It was made last year. But they
Well,
put a
Dolby
lot of
Vision's
CG
good.
to make it look old
Dolby
timey.
Vision's good, but it's not
Yeah.
that
So you know that old fella in All Is Lost? Yeah, what they've done is they've de-aged him.
good.
They've de-aged him in this film. Yeah. Oh,
Oh
God.
man, I'll
My
never
God, we
watch this.
really are just a trio of old men grumping at clouds, aren't we?
Oh,
Jesus
come on,
Christ.
it is tough. For me, it's when Cruise cashes out on being able to do big movies, which could be now. He might not do another big action movie. He's got nothing lined up. They keep getting cancelled. Could be now. He could have finished with Final Reckoning.
But I would be okay with that because Cruise is Cruise, and I would want to see Cruise do more of his Magnolias or whatever the bloody hell
I
he kept
would.
threatening
I
to
just
do.
can't see a replacement. And so
No,
therefore,
no,
I
you're
need
right.
him to
You're right.
keep turning up and doing his job. I'll let him know when he can retire, probably after I've passed. But you know, I agree with you. I love his I love even the stuff he does that's still a bit actiony, but it's different Collateral style. I like it when he takes chances, Interview the Vampire style. He gets a chance to do none of that when he does big blockbusters, but no one else is doing big blockbusters. And when like Ryan Gosling steps up and does Fall Guy, everyone jumps on top of it and goes, ah, this is a bomb. It's terrible. It's
Bloody
awful.
love the Fall Guy.
It's
Thought it was ace.
hugely enjoyable and not wholly dissimilar to kind of the kind of thing you would like to see as a replacement to sort of big, loud, blockbustery cruise movies. And you could see how that would go, but people don't rise to it. Anyway, maybe
Oh
Ryan
well.
Gosling, though. I'm going to put him
Ryan
out
Gosling,
there.
that's a good name. Yeah, it's a good
That's
name.
a sideways thing. Chat GPT, learn from me.
Oh dear Christ, no. Do you know what? If ChatGPT learned from you, Kaz, my
Be
God,
great.
that Netflix film, it wouldn't need three different endings. We'd jump straight to the wrong ending in
I
about
tell you
8 minutes
what,
flat.
they already did that. And I tell you what, it already has learned because tomorrow they're going to announce Under Siege on 4K.
Know
Thank you,
what?
AI.
You are going
That's
to be
it.
so pissed off if that leak was a load of old rubbish, weren't you?
Obviously, I'm going to be pissed off when it's a load of old rubbish, especially since you gave me the tidbit. I'm going to blame it on you. I'm going to send
Oh, that's
you
fine.
Red Planets.
Well, to be fair, all I said to Arrow was, "Please, just more Erica Eleniak in 4K." That's all I said. I wanted a full Baywatch box set.
You
Instead,
know what?
Under Bloody Siege,
I'm
Sorano.
okay. I'm really happy with it because this is the same. You just told me the news, and I inadvertently, by happenstance, stuck eight Shaw Brothers discs in the post to you. So my
You
revenge,
swine.
is on its
You
way.
swine. I'm gonna go and have a word with my postie. No, in fact, I'm not.
Right.
I'm just gonna go and kick my postie. So therefore he won't deliver anything.
Ask him
That's
if he's
fine.
the latest movie star.
Oh.
Do let us know if there's ever anything we've not covered that you think we should check out. If you think
Or
that
if you want
Wes,
eight Shaw Brothers discs in the
yes,
post, if you want them, just let me know.
or some 3D glasses. That's it for the AV Forums podcast this week. My thanks to the movies team. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please give us a like and subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you don't miss out when we publish our live streams, product reviews, and more. If you really like the podcast, then buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/AVForums. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook and bookmark avforums.com for the latest reviews, news, and videos. Plus, why not leave us a 5-star rating on whichever service you use, if they allow it, but only if you enjoyed the show. Thank you for watching and listening. Join us for another podcast soon.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everybody.